good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. We are in a now moment of eternity. It requires us to take some time to understand the seasons that we're in, not just in terms of the spring, winter, fall, and this being the winter, the wood shedding, the time for us to slow it down, to still ourselves, to go deeper, to reach higher, to get clear about what really matters to us, to be in a place and space where we have more time. We take the time to realize that we are the ones who are creating our reality. And if we are not really happy with what is showing up, then we have the opportunity to do something about it physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, our love relationships, our finances, our money, all of it. And we have so much confronting us in terms of our global humanity and the massive seemingly insanity that there is, but there is absolute reality that I am always exalting as our commonality, as our common unity, as our refuge and our salvation, as that which is beyond all of the things, the circumstances, the situations, everything that man can create, and all of the toxicity, all of the poison, all of the sickness, the illness, disease, the degradation. There is still absolute reality that is an absolute and supreme intelligence that is guiding us. It has the world, the earth in flotation and rotation, the sun blazing, and this massive, ever-expanding reality that is cosmic, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we are destined to leave the planet at some point in time. And we are seeing how people are leaving right and left, or we think that they're leaving, but people are dying. And this is the issue that I am always bringing us to, that we should not be dying, because we already dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is blazing the sun. It has the world spinning. It has created this phenomenal reality that is life, that stems from all of the elements that are seen, unseen, known and unknown, and its will, its way, its light, its love, its law is always triumphant, so that when we align ourselves with it, when we consciously take responsibility to remember that that's how blessed we are. Being in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, being these points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and knowing that we have the opportunity to reclaim ourselves, to realign ourselves, to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and completely resurrected in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, which would make us immortal already. And so here I am, after 17 years of loving and appreciating the opportunity to come before our community that is in the hearing of 100,000 watts of power, how many of a miles that is around this place, but to realize that there are those of you who've been listening to me the entire time, those of you who kind of get in and get out, those of you who really appreciate, love everything that I'm doing and everything that I'm saying, but you need more, more inspiration, more motivation, more discipline, more. And I pray consistently to be more, that you are praying consistently to be the more that you are, because our global stance right now, as individuals, as families, as communities, as a global community, it matters how we are standing. It matters what we are walking with. It matters that we care to shine. It matters that we realize that all of the situations and circumstances are literally situations and circumstances. They are not our truth. And that the situations and circumstances, they change. It's Kim says it's only a matter of time. And so when we align ourselves with the reality that there is timelessness, that there is eternity, then we begin to use the reality of time to our greater good when we don't get caught up in wasting time, in misusing time, in misusing the gifts that we've been given, our life force, our energy, our ability to imagine what it is we allow ourselves to pay attention to. We have responsibility, duty, and obligation to exalt a full life's urge. When people say, oh, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I want to find out what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what my purpose is. And after 40, 50 years of that, come on, y'all. We're supposed to be loving our lives. We're supposed to be loving that which beats our heart and breathes us, that which maintains and sustains us, that which is source of all of us, loving it with our whole body, heart, mind, soul, with all of our might, honoring the gift of life that we have been given so that we do nothing to undermine ourselves, or anyone else. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And as we do that and come to the degree of consistency over time in coming into greater degrees of care, coming into greater degrees of compassion and mercy and forgiveness and respect, honor, duty, the ability to respond correctly and directly in any now moment, to understand that we who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and we who are wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, we are supposed to be loving life, exalting life, laying a greater foundation for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands, and all of those who have come to the glory of those who've come before us, those who've gifted us. We are the beneficiaries of the gifts and the intellectual property and the labor and the service and the creativity and all of that which we are benefiting from. And we don't even know the names of all of the people who have contributed to us. And come 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 years, 100 years, 150 years, 200 years from now, people will probably not know our names either. And the time is passing quickly. And so each generation is blessed to come to a point and place that in maturity, we have the opportunity to set the precedent for that which is going to secure our destiny, that which will secure our lineages, that which will secure our legacy. And to be totally mindless about it, to be thoughtless about it, to not consider it. And then to spend so much time considering the stats and of the ball players and the golfers and the sports and the entertainers and all of this. And then you're missing your life being distracted with those who are so busy playing games and entertaining you to your own detriment. We're in a now moment where we have the opportunity to get right. You hear the old people say, you better get right with God. And I'm saying that the God is law. God is life. God is love. God is the peace and the truth, and that which is always exalting, that which is best for absolutely everything, everywhere, everyone at all times, beyond circumstance and situation. So we have the opportunity to align ourselves with the light that is the only sovereignty over the darkness, the dimness, the sickness, the oblivion, the gloom, that which we have seen in progression and the progression of errors. And these people pride themselves because they have all this education, they got all this money, they have all this investments and all of these things, but they are still in error. What is a progression? And then for those of us who are affected by those who are in error, not to care, to be empowered. That's a tragedy. Because in this day and time, you need to be empowered. empowered to think a greater thought, empowered to exalt a full life's urge, empowered to know what to do on a daily basis to cleanse and purify, to sanctify, to consecrate your body temple so the true spirit of the living God and Goddess can be completely re-enthroned as your reality. You need to be empowered to walk in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is our gift. And we should have been rightly oriented to understand that that's what we're supposed to be doing. But to be under the misorientation and the disorientation and the miseducation and the confusion, the progression of error, then yes, it matters what you're seeking. It matters what you're asking for. It matters what you're paying attention to. And it matters that you love yourself enough as the gift that you have received from this absolute and supreme intelligence where you will respect it. You will honor it. You will do everything to facilitate optimum cellular functioning, just like you'll take care of your brand new car or your old car or whatever the things you have worked so hard for to try to keep them running. But you yourself and those who have come through you are greater than anything that you can have. So how could you think to pay more attention to the operational functioning of your car than your body temple? Because that's the kind of distraction that we're under a capitalistic system of oppression, suppression, disease, degradation, disinterest, dissatisfaction, discontent, and all this disenergy. And after a while, everybody will soon cease to exist. But the tragedy is that they never really lived after all of that. That when you spend your life exalting your right to be killing yourself, if you spend your life exalting your right to die because you have to die from something, then by the time you meet that tragic date with fate, you really never truly lived. Because there's a truth as to what living is. And it's beyond just existing, just breathing. And we have the opportunity now to quantify, qualify, to decide as to the quality of life, the quality of living, the quality of loving, the quality of being that we will apply ourselves to. And it's a gracious opportunity to be able to respond correctly and directly to what's needed in any now moment. I think that is the foundation of wisdom. And those of us who are the sons and daughters, the grandsons and granddaughters, the great-grandsons and great-granddaughters, the great-great-great-grandsons and the great-great-great-granddaughters and the great-great-great-great-great and the great-great-great-great-great-grandsons and the great-great, you understand that we have the responsibility to exalt our greatness. And the greatness may be in simplicity. It's not really complicated. It is in the integrity of our humanity, in the consciousness and the conscientiousness of our and how we exemplify and exalt duty, obligation, and responsibility in being these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. Our greatness is by virtue of how we have taken time to self-actualize and self-realize and harmonize with the will of existence, the ways of existence, the laws of existence, and to really be loving in this life. Because love is not an emotional thing, as it is absolute law. And the movement of the earth and the rotation and the flotation and the movement of the waves and the oceans and all of what we have the opportunity to experience from one continent and shore to the next all over the planet. We are upheld by this absolute and supreme intelligence. We are already in heaven. We do not have to die to go there. And we do have the right to take responsibility to do the damage control for when we were not conscientious about how poisonous or how much non-food there is that we have given our children and our grandchildren. We got to clean this stuff up. Because what I know is that whether you realize it or not, whether you've been diagnosed or not, if you've been feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, doing all kinds of NutraSweet and aspartame and Equal and white sugar, degerminated, bleached, box cereals, microwaving, all of this stuff, the disease is already there. It's in formation. And if your children have been exposed to all of this, the disease is already starting. And so we don't want to wait until you're diagnosed for a thing. You don't want to continue to go on as if you have not been told, you've not been warned, you've not heard, you are not aware. Because in order to come into light, you have to use the light that you have. You have to care, use the care that you have so that you are able to be supported in your wholeness, in your healing, in your unfoldment, in your being all that you are, because you are a gift here and your life is a gift here. And those of us who are sharing this now moment of eternity, those of us who have had the opportunity to meet eye to eye, heart to heart, mind to mind, soul to soul, that connectedness is a gift here. But how many of you care? How much do you care to live your life honoring the relationships that you have been given opportunity to have? To really be in the appreciation and the gratitude, the reverence and the respect. See, worship is love. It's not what you do one day and then you go and start killing people and then you go back to church and you pray for glory and victory in your battle. The glory and the victory comes in the triumph of absolute love is your reality. The glory and the victory comes when light has triumphed as your reality and you can see the consequences of your own choices. You're not in the dark. See, those who are in the dark, they can't see. They can't guesstimate or estimate what their choices and what the consequences of what they do daily, which is why we got all of this garbage, all of this stuff that's happening, because those ones who felt like they had the right by virtue of their education and their assignments and this and that, but they did not have the light. That allows your contribution to truly be of a benefit and a blessedness. To the world. This now moment in which we're living is so powerful and so auspicious because those who have not really factored the God factor into it. You understand? They feel as though everybody other than them is less than them. Those ones who are exalting their supremacy because they've got money, they've got this, they've done that, they've been there, Your experience does not constitute your right to be wicked. Your money does not give you the authority to be evil. Your sense of entitlement because of what your grandparents and your great-grandparents and your great-grandparents did and where their money came from in terms of owe money in America from slaves and oil and alcohol and tobacco and beef and pork and chicken and fish. And now the pharmaceuticals and the drug industries and all of that that you've got your money in working towards the detriment of people, it is going to be compounded in the death of you. The law is exacting. When you invest in sickness, illness, disease, and death, your harvest is going to be sickness, illness, disease, and death. Not just the ones who you supported as a result of them buying your products. But in terms of what you have actually done, how you used or misused or abused your intelligence, the access that you have to the intelligence of existence, to the hearts and the minds and the lives of other ones. Life is precious. The 20 billion creatures that are being slaughtered on an annual basis, their lives are still precious. The earth and her order and her seasons and her changes and all of her temperate zones and all of that, the earth is still very precious. And for those of us to live upon her and not give a damn about it, we'll soon be off. But Mother Earth is still going to be here. And the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it knows how to perpetuate itself, and it will continue to perpetuate itself. The issue is, will you be that intelligent to know how to be continued in existence upon the planet and to have come to that degree of consistent application to the laws of existence, the love of existence, and the integrity of your being to be who you are as this point of the presence of the absolute, so that you have secured your destiny beyond the planet? As a living being, not as a dead person. And so our lives are a gift, and it's more. There's more to it than just struggling, working, slaving, dying. We're here to master ourselves. Our desires, our passions, to come to a point where we are always conscious and conscientious about how we be here, the substance of our being. You don't have to be a college graduate to respect yourself, to love yourself, to honor and respect the lineages that you represent. You don't even have to be able to read to do that. You understand, the world isn't going to hell about it because of those who can't read. And yes, it's good for people to be literate where they can read and they can experience, you know, other ones' experience and other ones' thoughts and opinions and all of that. But reading and exposing oneself to other people's thoughts, opinions, and theories does not necessarily quantify and qualify one to be continued in existence. It does not necessarily enhance one and enrich one and inspire one and motivate one to be completely committed body, heart, mind, life, and soul to life itself, to the intelligence of existence itself. We all have so many books written by so many ones. And it's so many thoughts and so many opinions and so many religions and so many things. But what you think on a daily basis, what you say into yourselves, how you handle yourself in situations and circumstances, how you be, all of this is going to be much more enhancing, enriching, or not in your life. So what you give your time and attention to matters. But everything doesn't get you the same thing. So where you are consciously caring to be wise, where you are consciously caring to be harmonized in the truth and the integrity of the sanctity and the sacredness and the divinity of your being, then you would care to be in the laws of love, forgiveness, the humility that does not exempt you from being powerful, being potent, being effective, being influential, being wealthy financially. You understand how we take full advantage of the gifts that we have been given? We have to decide what we're living for. Because you will never, ever have anything that is greater than who and what you already are. There's nothing that man has made that adds to the substance of you. It is by virtue of the true substance of you where you are able to attract greater ones, experiences. And yes, you can have money. You've probably had so much money already. The issue is that what do you have the love and the care and the passion to be living for? Because there are those who are on point. And everything they do from a centeredness in terms of how and what kind of value that they are contributing back to the world. And they prosper because they have that intention, because they apply themselves to loving and serving and giving and honoring and respecting and reverencing and loving and appreciating. And at some point in time, you're going to be held accountable for knowing the truth, loving the truth, standing in the truth, and understanding that that is your protection from the liars and the usurpers and the bastardizers and those who are in error, is you get into the truth of who you be as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme reality that is all there is as existence itself, because its way, its will, its love, its light, its truth is always triumphant and victorious. We don't have to battle and we don't have to struggle, but we do have to surrender, and we have to cleanse in order to be healed, and we have to be healed in order to truly know how to serve, and we have to serve in order to really be in the fullness of our blessedness, our health, our wealth, our prosperity, and creating that which is our true legacy and destiny. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. Those of you who are on your way out and those of you who are on your way up, you will find yourself to be ever more charged and inspired to walk in the fullness of who you are, what you are, and to have a deeper intention towards being in the integrity of the all that you are, for that is what I always address and speak to in terms of what is needed in our now moment of eternity. For those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time or any time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so appreciative and praying that you are ever inspired to be the one that you are, for we are living in such an auspicious time. I am so excited to be alive right now. And I want to say our condolences to our sister Sobhonfu Somme, who passed away this past weekend, so I'm hearing. And I think I interviewed her in the early 2000s. And those of us who are living now, we have to realize that there's a generational impact and influence that we have. And that each one, we realize that we're in that quickening and we're losing, I won't say we're losing, but those ones who've come, and they're going. And those of you who are here, you're having the responsibility to step up, step forward, and give it your greatest effort while you're here. Because once you're gone, it's too late to try to do what you didn't do while you were here. So we're all here to honor and to glorify, to exalt a full life's urge, to give it our best, to self-actualize, to self-realize, to have this wonderful experience that is growth and unfoldment, maturation, and coming to that point and place where we realize that when you align yourself wholeheartedly with that which is the intelligence of existence, that which blazes the sun and has the worlds in flotation and rotation, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, when you realize that that which beats your heart and that which breathes you cannot forsake you, when you care to be in a place and space where you are truly consecrating your body temple so that the true spirit of the living God and Goddess is being completely re-enthroned as your absolute reality, that this is how we have leveraged over all systems of oppression, over all of the planning and the plotting, and all of those ones who really do not have the best interests of the whole at heart. We're in a now moment that requires us to take the time to get to a point and place where it matters to us, the quality of life that we're living, but the quality of being that we are becoming. To realize that there is no greater good, there is no greater work than we can do right now than becoming the great ones that we are, coming to a point and place where we will invest our time, our energy, our resources, our finances into doing that which is going to facilitate our greater wellness, our greater health, our greater wholeness. And to understand that our influence in this life is about our greatness as families, as individuals, as families, as communities, and as our global humanity, having the opportunity to be completely restored, to be completely realigned in the reality that there is absolute law. And the fulfillment of the absolute law is absolute love, and absolute love is the harmony of truth. And the absolute truth is that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. It is intelligent enough to have gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody, everywhere, all at the same time. We do not have to wait in line to get ours. And so the harmony of the truth is the love, so that we realize that there are no ones, no beings that have an eye to see, that sees, is separated from the whole of us, and that every intelligence in existence has purpose in existence towards the wholeness of existence itself. Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of us who dwell upon her. And when we are in love, then we have the proper orientation of adding unto being a blessing, an enhancement, an enrichment, a facilitator, an uplifter. You understand? So that love is the light, and the light is that which is always tending to itself in love. And so we're in a now moment that has us in a place where we have so much available to us that we should be so grateful, so thankful, so appreciative, so absolutely delighted because we are the beneficiaries of the gifts of so many ones, the intellectual property, the service, the labor, the systemizations, the practical applications of the information and the knowledge and the light that other ones have had. We are benefiting. Always benefiting. But what is your gift and what is your blessing? How is the world to be better because you've lived? These are the things that we have to have, because now that so many ones are being confronted with not just their mortality, but being confronted with how much pain and suffering they are experiencing as a result of doing that which has not been truly in their best interest consistently over time, bringing things into the body temple that undermined the cellular functioning, that brought forward all manners of chemicals and viruses and bacteria and whatnot that undermine the integrity of the functioning of the body, but also puts a oppressive energy upon the spirit of us while we're in these bodies. But we can be completely healed if we would accept the responsibility of exalting a full life's urge so that we can be completely cleansed. And to know that cellular oppression requires cellular liberation, requires cellular clearing, cleansing, and purification, so that you are and we are facilitating cellular regeneration, new blood. And as we are becoming new, you coming to a point where every atom and every cell of your being is completely permeated and penetrated in exalted thought. And the exalted thought is your thinking and remembering and being grateful and mindful of being this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is absolutely supreme. And to be supremely intelligent means that we don't kill ourselves. It means that we don't undermine our children. It means that we don't get up and go to work for the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death without having an exit strategy that we are implementing as soon as we possibly can. So you take 10-15% of every paycheck and you invest it in new blood so that you will come with a greater thought. The clarity of the blood is going to lay foundation for the clarity of the thought, which lays foundation for the right alignment in your choices, choosing that which is truly in your best interest, doing that which is truly in your best interest, caring to exalt a full life's urge, and coming to a point and place where you are taking full responsibility for your health, for your wealth, for your life. Nobody's thought and nobody's plan, nobody's plotting, nobody's anything is greater in your life than yours. And I'm the one to remind you that you have so much available to you right now that all you have to do is care enough to be corrected, care enough to make the right choices, care enough to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and to do that within the very sanctity and privacy of your own body temple and where it is that you dwell. To be ever mindful of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is blazing the sun, that has the world in rotation and flotation, that is the source. When we talk about having resources, you have the access to the source of all being directly with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, your attunement unto it. Through your prayers, through your meditation, through the consecration of your body temple. You understand, life is not just it's not a religious experience. Breathing is a religious experience in the sense that you would die without it. You say, well, what is your religion, sister? Say, breath. You understand, we have to really understand this is the oneness of all of us. So when we're under a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness, to have us in a place where we think that what we have read and what we have studied and what we have learned and what we have been degreed by and all of these things constitutes our identity is not constituted by anything that man has created or man has made. Our identity is by virtue of the fact that we each are living, breathing, conscientious beings, whether you are conscientious enough of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be exalting the full life surge, to be loving your life with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might, to be in a place and space where it matters to you to come correct. It matters to you to be in proper alignment. It matters to you to be in a place and space where you are thinking, where you are creative, where you are dynamic, where you are willing and able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards the greater good, towards the greater wholeness, towards that which is life itself, love itself. Where there is no commitment to life, where there is no commitment to law, where there's no commitment to growth and maturity, then you won't have that. You won't have the benefit of it. And where there's a commitment to money and the commitment to profit by any means necessary, there literally is going to be that which shows up to take those profits away, because life is ordered and the laws are exacting. And so there are no ways that men and wombed men and men who are not committed to living, but they are committed to prospering through the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death through meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and all of these pharmaceuticals and these things that are creating detriment in the lives of people, because the people are reaching for them. The people have trusted them. You understand, this is not going to end well for those ones, which is why it's necessary for those of us who care to be in a place where we are not on that cataclysmic ride with demise, that we are coming into as much light as we possibly can, as quickly as we possibly can, so that we can circumvent some of the devastation that's coming as the karmic debt for the inception and foundation of this country being built on the annihilation of our indigenous families, the enslavement of our African families, the continued oppression, subjugation, domination, violation of all these other beings, and the exaltation of sickness, illness, disease, and death is popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. Understand that that is not going to end well. So we have to come to a point where it matters to us not to participate in doing things that undermine ourselves. And to understand that when you are really in a place where you love your life and you are honoring life itself, all life itself, this is how you get the upper hand, so that you are literally creating a line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and to be under the auspices of your soul. And this is the reason why we have so much life-robbing substances available to us as food and as snack and as entertainment and all of this, so that we do not have that direct line of light, that we are not empowered, we are not confident, we are not faithful, we are not creating the greater way. We do not have the ingenuity or the courage to step forward in leadership. Leadership that is light, leadership that is clearing and cleansing of violation, leadership in the healing and the wholeness, leadership in exalting the divinity of existence itself. And so those of you who are teachers, those of you who are educators, those of you who are personal care workers, those of you who are nurses and doctors, those of you who are our truck drivers and making sure that products get delivered. I mean, everybody has gift and purpose that is beyond what you do to generate an income. So that if you have not invested wisely in the health of yourself, the health of your cells, you understand, then now is the time to do that while you are still able. But where you have been consistently partaking of that standard American diet of feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, alcoholic beverages, tobacco and cigarettes, and all of these things that undermine the functioning of the body, then know that disease is already in formation. And you don't have to wait for a diagnosis to understand that if you've been participating with these things for decades, then the disease is already there, whether it's cancer or lupus or the MS or the multiple sclerosis or the dementia or the Alzheimer's. And so I am encouraging you to get motivated to reverse any of these issues, because they can be reversed. But don't wait for the diagnosis. Do it now. Do it now. Because we're always in a now moment of eternity, and every day that you are reaching for life, every day that you are exalting a full life's urge, every day that you truly care to be harmonized in the will of existence, the love of life itself, every day you have the opportunity to experience more of the cellular clearing and cleansing, experience more of the releasing and the letting go of that which no longer, that you don't need in your body temple. That is inorganic. You understand the conversation that a lot of people are having now about having access to organic food. I mean, why even bother trying to get organic food when you have 20, 30, 40, 50 years of nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and MSG and all of these chemicals already in your tissues? Get aggressive about cleansing these things out so that you are able to really circumvent the devastation that these things are going to have. And for those ones who say, well, you know, because the fruits and the vegetables are contaminated, but 90% of the pesticides and the herbicides that are used on the food that goes to feed the animals. And the nature of these chemicals is that they are literally concentrating and saturating in fatty tissue. Fruit and vegetation do not have fatty tissue. So all of the fatty tissue that you've eaten and consumed in beef and pork and chicken and fish and all of that, and the fatty tissue that is already in you, you are already inundated with all of this stuff. I'm saying now is our time to cleanse. Now is our time to care. To be whole, to realize that even if you truly believe that you're supposed to be dying from something, why should you be killing yourself? And when we understand that those who are coming into leadership of government within the White House, that their businesses are the death industries, these are their businesses. These is where their money is so heavily invested. And so as we are strong enough to exalt a full life surge and to really begin to invest our money with those who are growing healthy food, as healthy as we can get in our now moment, but to invest in ourselves, to realize that you cannot follow those who have no commitment to life. They have no commitment to love. They have no commitment to the laws that govern life itself. And by virtue of that which should have been wisdom in men and womb men, particularly those who care to be in government, then government has the responsibility to make sure that the system works towards the exaltation of life, not death. They have the responsibility as men and womb men to be about the perpetuation of lineages. You cannot be about the perpetuation of your lineage to the detriment of other ones and think that your lineages are protected. Because what you do unto others will be done unto you and yours by virtue of the absolute laws that are in full effect. And ignorance of the law is no excuse. It's still in full effect. We must learn to work harmoniously with the laws to create that which is going to be in the best interest of the whole of us, of the wholeness of us. Because that is how light works. That is how the intelligence of existence intended for itself to be expressing through absolutely everything and everyone at all times beyond circumstance and situation. And so the duty, obligation, responsibility that we have in this now moment to do that which is ours to do in exalting a full life's urge, in taking responsibility to be fully committed through our caring, through our own commitment towards reversing any kind of issues that is manifesting as sickness, illness, or disease, pain and suffering and all of that in our own body temples. You cannot really come to the light that is sufficient to serve the wellness of other ones when you yourself are not well. You have to come to a point where it matters to you to be whole. And there are so many ones who are good folk, good people, who really want to do something and are doing things to make a difference, but these ones are not well. Dealing with the high blood pressure and the diabetes and this and that and getting up and going to work and trying to find money to do this and do that. But our light is not about the money as it is about restoring the lost light of the people, adding and doing that which is going to facilitate the resubstantiation of the integrity of the true spirit of alignment of rightness and righteousness of the people themselves. And cigarettes and alcohol and hot dogs and hamburgers and turkey and chicken and fried fish and all of that does nothing for the resubstantiation of the quality of the inherent divinity and godliness of the people. That's what's missing. That's what's been usurped through all of this garbage that has been perpetuated as food to the tune of billions and trillions of dollars. And so the people themselves have to come to a point where you care enough about yourselves, about how we stand as a family, as community and collectives to understand that we have choice as to what we will apply ourselves to. But wisdom in and of itself is an essential in order to navigate the landmines of selfishness, of sexuality, of sensuality, of all of the gluttony and all of these things that undermine the integrity of your inherent righteous and righteousness, the right use of your faculties, the right use of your life force, the right use of your energy, the right use of your talents, your skills, and your abilities. And the right use is always about that which is going to bring about the greatest good, the wholeness, the wellness, the joy, the happiness, the rejoicing, the harmony, the peace, the poise, and the power, the creativity, the talent, the majesty, and the rightness of the people. We're in a now moment that is so exciting. It is so auspicious because we get a chance to really see how the law works and to see how it works in our own lives. And I guarantee you, where you are a detriment to yourself, you don't have to worry about anybody else being a detriment to you. You understand? When you're sleeping with the enemy, where you got somebody that's wanting to feed you death and you trying to say, oh, hold up, now I can't do this no more, and they keep giving it to you, you got to realize that there's the path of life that leads to life and there's the path of life that leads to death. And they're not the same path. They're not the same way. They don't lead to the same thing. And to leave the planet as a dead person does not reap the same glory to the spirit as one who leaves as a conscious immortal. Now, we'll be gone a lot longer than we were on the planet. So it's not something you need to really be glib about. I can think about those who were childhood friends of mine who have gone on. And it's more than a handful. Lots of the ones that I came up with, my closest friends, left the planet really early from one thing or the next. And I realized that, you know, the preciousness of friendship, the memories that have lasted a lifetime of the interaction and the fun and the joy and the friendship, all of this. I'm just saying, whose life are you really benefiting and blessing? Who's going to miss you when you're gone? Who will call your name 100 years from now? What will be your legacy? How will you be remembered? For all of the stuff that you're putting on YouTube and all of that that nobody can erase or take down, is it foolishness? Is it light? Is it wisdom? Are you wasting time? We're in a now moment that requires us to have an inner standing and an understanding that we are here to be harmonized with that which allows us to stand absolutely. And we can't do it if we are not honoring, respecting, reverencing, cooperating with the optimum intelligent functioning of our body temples and the spirits that we are in these temples. There is light available to us that if we will bathe in it, if we will consume it, if we will ingest as much of it as we possibly can, we can be completely renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, enriched, enriching, enhancing, to be the vehicles and vessels of the spirit of the true and living God and the essences of God, and to be a glory and to the and an honor to the legacy of the lineages that I represent, that we represent. That this is our time. All of the protesting that people can do is not as powerful as the clearing, the cleansing, and the consecration and the commitments to being all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. There is no way to defeat it. There's no way to outthink it, outlast it, outplan it, outplot it, outlove it. The best thing that we can do is clean up to be vehicles and vessels of it. On behalf of the whole of existence itself, the establishment of the eternal order, the eternal government, and the resurrection of our fallen humanity and humankind. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.